Hello, welcome, welcome, welcome to Voices of Reason in the Valley. Today we have a special show. Our show is going to be awesome. I have two guests here today. One is the person of Dave Bowman. The other is Linda Williams. Dave Bowman is a longtime resident of the Antelope Valley. He is a political activist for people of color in the AV. He started his first activism in the AV in Lake Los Angeles. Dave is a father and veteran and worked in the sales industry for 30 years before retirement. Mr. Bowman is a behind-the-scenes individual who seeks to promote cohesiveness and fights diligently to obtain equal representation and equity for people of color to have a voice and to be a part of the decision-making process in serving as elected officials. Lynn Williams is a long-standing community member of the Antelope Valley. She is a part of the CAC. She is not anti-police, but she is anti-abuse of power. Welcome, Lynn and Dave.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Thank you very much for inviting me to speak. I appreciate that a great deal.
You're welcome. So today, our show involves redistricting. And we know that redistricting is happening across our nation. But specifically, because I am running for the mayor of Palmdale, but we're specifically focusing on the city of Palmdale as far as their redistricting is concerned. So the question is, redistricting, what is it and why should we care about that, right? So what is redistricting, Dave?
Well, redistricting is a process of dividing like a city, but dividing it in such a way as to where everybody has equal representation, specifically what they call communities of interest pursuant to the law. And so the idea is to go ahead and try and make them as equal as they possibly can, but also make sure that people who have had trouble getting representation in the past receive representation now. The districting process in the city of Palmdale is absolutely brand new. And the courts actually had to go ahead and step in to make sure that it was being carried out.
Okay, so redistricting basically is, the purpose of it is to equalize populations among electoral districts. And so what we discussed, I know we had this conversation a little earlier, and I don't know if Lynn was on that Zoom, but we were engaged in City of Palmdale Zoom that actually discuss this as a community concern. But it also involves when the U.S. Census indicates that a particular city, the population has either increased or decreased, that they have to look in that to redistrict or to actually make it equalized as far as the districts are concerned, because most voting is actually district-wide. Gerrymandering is manipulating the boundaries of an electoral constituents so as to favor one party, incumbent, or class. And we know, Dave, that there was a lawsuit filed against the city of Palmdale because of violation of California voters' law, the California Voter Law Act. Let's talk about that, because I know you know.
Sure. And thanks for the opportunity and good question. Back in, I believe 2011, there was a suit filed on behalf of the people of the city of Palmdale. Specifically, what it had in charge was violations, like you were saying, of the Voters' Rights Act. And the specific violation was due to unequal representation on behalf of both Black brothers and sisters and our Latino brothers and sisters. So the court went ahead and addressed the issue. Now, what's really curious about that is that there were a couple of things, shady things that went ahead and occurred during the what they call the settlement phase, where both sides, the city of Palmdale and the people of Palmdale, submitted their maps for approval by the court. And the court was supposed to go ahead and decide which one of the maps they were to submit. And unfortunately, what went ahead and occurred as the council on behalf of the city of Palmdale actually went ahead, he submitted a map that the court went ahead and found to be gerrymandering four districts of the city of Palmdale in order to assure that the incumbents, that means the people that have been elected in the past, continue to be elected. So we really didn't get a whole lot accomplished with that. And the court saw that and they went ahead and they addressed it. And that's when they went ahead and decided to go ahead and step in to make sure that everything was fair and equal. And when we talk about fair and equal, we go ahead and we talk about the representative community of interest. And that would be the Latino and Black communities of the city of Palmdale. So we have an equal number of individuals in each one of the districts, but we also go ahead and have a large number of our Black brothers and sisters, as well as the Latino population, be making sure that they are represented. Now, what we're currently trying to go ahead and do is to create a fifth district where the probability of our African-American brothers and sisters, to go ahead and make sure that they have a seat at the table when it comes to the city government. And go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, now that's significant because there has not been any really representation for African-Americans in the city of Palmdale. I believe Fred Thompson served. He actually ran and won. And because of all of this situation with district-wide versus at-large voting, that he actually was not allowed to serve. And City Councilwoman Laura Betancourt actually stepped down from her position to allow him to serve. Or if she had not done that, he would not have been able to serve and there would have not been any kind of representation for African Americans. It's too long. It's been too long. We do have Juan Carrillo, who is a city councilman and he's Latina or Chicano or represents the Latino population. But we have not had a serious representation for people, for African Americans. And it's time out for that. What I believe is really taking place now is the fact that because of the numbers, when you say 60% of Palmdale is Latino, right? And then about maybe 19 to 21% are Blacks. So basically, you got from 79 to 81% population that are people of color. So now it's going to be something different. Or it's going to hit, the voting is going to hit different when the same people keep getting voted in office over and over again. I'm going to get to you, Lynn, because you are strategic in this discussion. With that said, I have looked at or perused through the documentation, the court ruling, and the court ruling specifically said that Attorney Johnson, who was the city council at the time, Palmdale City Council, admitted to actually, as you have aforementioned, Dave, he actually admitted that when he went to construct a map, that he totally considered the incumbents and the fact that they were incumbents, and he did it to consider them to be able to win again. That is in writing. It's a legal document, and it was deemed as a violation, okay, of non-compliance. And that is so strategic because over and over again, when you have a mayor that served for 26 years, you see there's no really checks and balances. There's no accountability. And that's why we have police abuse, right? Or abuse of power from the police, because we need people in office that represents people that are being targeted by the police. And that's where Lynn steps in, Lynn, because you are an active member of the CAC. And we were discussing the fact that you are not anti-police. Neither am I, neither is Dave. But we are all anti-abuse of power. So talk to us about that and talk to us about what CAC actually does.
Okay, well, thank you very much for having me. I'm surprised a little bit, but So I'm a longtime resident. Like she said, I've been in the Antelope Valley. I graduated high school actually at Edwards Air Force Base. So I'm, I guess, an official desert rat. Yes.
That's impressive.
And I graduated in 87. So,
okay.
Right. So 87. So, you know, so I've been here for a minute. But
okay.
With that being said, I have been very fortunate in regards to maybe because I was a base kid or because I had different opportunities that maybe a lot of other people didn't have. So initially growing up the first 30 years or so of my life, there was no interaction with law enforcement whatsoever.
Okay.
And then I purchased a home up here in the Valley in an area that is considered blighted and considered as one of the areas that looks like it has trouble.
Yes.
And from there, that is when I started having interaction with law enforcement, not because of anything that I did, but just simply because of where I lived and the color of my skin. Wow. With that, I said, you know, if this is happening to me, who grew up, you know, all the things that people say, you know, make you a great person. Like they mentioned that Dave is a former veteran.
Yes.
My dad was in the military. I was not. But, you know, you grew up respecting God, country, the flag. That means any service personnel, law enforcement. Those are the things. Those were the people to help you.
Authority. Well,
By the time I get my late 30s, because of where I live, I am now being stopped and harassed. And I didn't do anything. I had no tickets, no citations, no anything. But simply because of the color of my skin and where I live. And I go, if this can happen to me, not because I'm special, but if this can happen to me, someone who had a privileged and blessed opportunity growing up, who understands the law, okay, who went to law school just for a little bit, then I realized I couldn't be a lawyer because you got to manipulate every day, then what is happening when I now pick up the paper and I hear that someone says, hey, I got pulled over and harassed for no reason. I got yanked off my bicycle for no reason. In the past, I would have said, oh, they probably did something. And as I got older, I recognized that is not the case. I can't prove that there's quotas, but I do know that certain times of the month, they're zooming, they're being the law enforcement, zooming quicker up and down my area and my neighborhood, actively looking. Well, you know, if I over-police and stay in certain neighborhoods, specifically those of African-Americans, and Hispanic / Latino communities, then I'm going to find something.
Yes. And
because I'm there all the time.
That is so enlightening. The thing with how all of this ties in with redistricting and community policing is the fact that we need people of color to actually sit on city council to actually be a part of the decision-making process to create policies and to actually be in a position of power to hold people accountable. And I think this is how the redistricting is so important and why we should care, because we need to be able to get people of color into this, to City Hall. You know, and it's only right and it's only fair. And so with the CAC, what do you guys, that organization or that committee, so to speak, was created. It was mandated, wasn't it?
Correct. There was a lawsuit in violation of Section 8 abuses. So the cities of Palmdale and Lancaster both were using the sheriff's department to come in and, for lack of a better term, harass persons on Section 8. Once the lawsuit was filed, so I know TCAL had a lot to do with that and some others. There were other organizations. So if I left you out, please forgive me, but I do know that TCAL kind of hammered it home. Started and they hammered it home. But with that, the CAC, which stands for Community Advisory Committee, was mandated by the Department of Justice, because the Department of Justice looked into it, and they found, yes, the cities of Palmdale and Lancaster both were using the powers of the sheriff's department to come in and harass people without probable cause, without proper due justice, and so on and so forth. Then, while they were here, they also discovered that there were other civil rights violations, not just with the people dealing with Section 8, but backseat detentions, harassment, bullying, just things all around that are violating people's Fourth Amendments and other amendments that are guaranteed by the Constitution of the United States.
Because when that happened, the Department...
When that happened, the Department of Justice said, no, we need to be in the Antelope Valley. We need to help these people.
Wow.
And that's why they're here. And as far as how I got on, this is a little personal and it still stings. I was falsely accused of, what is it called? Felony assault with a deadly weapon.
Wow.
And it did not happen. There was no evidence of it. I didn't hit anyone. The people, even when I called the cops, I left my own house. I went to the sheriff's station. I said, I need help. Please make this happen. And the answer that I received from a deputy, a detective, who is no longer with the department, she retired with full pension.
Thank God.
After almost wrecking my life, you know, but she retired with full pension, like I said, but I had to fight, and it took me over 18 months to clear my name. So even though the people confessed up front that, no, I didn't hit them, the answer when I'm trying to fight it before it even goes to the district attorney is, why did you even believe this? Oh, well, I had to skim through it. I had a lot on my desk. It's got to be done within 24 hours. And in LA County, and this is a direct quote, in LA County, if it's two against one, it's probably true. When she said that, my heart dropped.
Thank you, Lynn. That was so informative and just really something that we needed to hear. And I appreciate you coming and sharing your story. I would like Dave to have, we're running out of time. This is so good that we're running out of time. So I would like Mr. Dave to go ahead and just give us some more information before we actually wrap up today. I'm so sorry. We need to come back together again and have another discussion about this.
You know, the one thing that, that Lindy went ahead and she touched on, and you, was the importance of getting good, solid representatives in government. And the only way we do that is by us getting out and voting. We go in, we have a higher level of Democrats than any place else in the Antelope Valley. We have them right here, but we don't vote. So please, people, get out and vote. It's the most important thing you can do. Thank you.
Wow. I have to, you two today have been tremendous. This was different than all of my other shows that I've hosted, because this is so significant. You know, I interviewed Ruth Luevenos, I interviewed Jethro Elise, and they were powerful, and we definitely want to vote for Jethro Elise for 36th Assembly District, and we want to vote for Ruth Luevenos to represent us in Congress. Go out, register. We are going to drive the voter registration, because even if they redistrict and max and have it where we are able to have a equalization, if we don't go to the polls and vote, the same old people, the same old racists will be voted into office again and again and again. Thank you, Dave and Lindy, for coming today. And I am looking forward to working with you forever in the Antelope Valley to make this a better community.